It's Air Max Day, and I have to wonder, is it still relevant? We're going to get into that this time on Fire Footwear. Welcome back to Fire Footwear, everybody. As always, this is your host, Matt Freites. I hope that this finds you well. I want to thank you, as always, for coming to the show, whether you are new or old. It's great to have every single person who listens to this show. I talked about Air Max Day at the top of the show, and it is March 26th. March 26th is famously known as Air Max Day, and it is celebrated by Nike every single year. It is usually a way to commemorate the first airing of a Nike Air Max 1 commercial, I believe, all the way back in 1986. About a year ago today, I did an episode that highlighted really the history of how the Air Max 1 came about. And that history is very, very important. We're in the month of March, or we're getting close to the end of the month of March. And if you're a sports person, first of all, you should listen to my other podcast, Iceman and Coach. But if you're a sports person, March is about one thing, and it's about the NCAA tournament, at least for most people. A lot of casual fans love the NCAA tournament, and the reason for that, the reason it is appealing, is because most casual observers love to look at the disparity between the haves and the have-nots in college basketball. We love a good underdog story here in the United States, and I think globally we also love a good underdog story. However, we don't love a good underdog story that goes too far. When you start to win, especially in the NCAA tournament, and you start to get a little bit too far in the tournament, most of your casual fans are not tuning in and do not want to watch a St. Peter's, for instance, in the Final Four. They want to see the heavy hitters. They want to see the Dukes, the North Carolinas, schools like that, household names, schools that a lot of people know. And so when I was thinking about this episode and I'm thinking about Air Max Day, the whole idea of the NCAA tournament got me to thinking about the place that the Air Max 1, and more importantly, the entirety of the Air Max line has within sneaker history. If you go back to this time last year, Nike attempted to spark the flames of nostalgia with a release of the first ever Air Max 1, with a twist though. And that is now known as the Big Bubble Air Max 1. And I believe now it's called the Air Max 186 OG, but at the time we were colloquially calling it the Big Bubble. It was accepted by some, it was panned by others. And I think the reason why it was panned is because it had a lack of being a quote-unquote real OG, and that made it sit on shelves a lot longer than I think I anticipated. And I think a lot of other people anticipated, but it sat long enough. And honestly, I think that people like me were able to pick it up at retail. I was also able to get a pair at a discount for my wife. And I think that this directly speaks to the weird space that the Air Max sort of fills in sneaker culture today. I've always maintained that you can get an idea of where a shoe is sitting with younger people in the culture based off the behaviors of the rep market. And I know a lot of people are groaning at the idea of the rep market. We've talked about it a couple times on this pod over the years. It's an important piece though. It's part of the marketplace, and you can really see and feel how important and how hyped or how popular a shoe is by what is happening on the rep market. Today though, Air Max models are rarely replicated. There are a few exceptions, of course, like the Paras or some other high profile or high hype model. But for the most part, across the board, Air Maxes, and not just the Air Max 1, but Air Maxes in general are not being replicated. They're not being faked. And that has led me to want to re-examine the entire history of the Air Max. And when thinking about what sneaker companies are doing, we talk about the behaviors of consumers and the behaviors of corporations and how they make their decisions. And in the retail space, the consumers are rarely buying Air Maxes to the point of sellouts. And that is obviously causing the corporations to look at this shoe or these line of shoes and think to themselves, what do we do with this? Even the release of OG colorways doesn't really pique the interest of sneaker culture anymore. If the first ever Air Max, which I think most people who have been in the culture long enough appreciate and would identify as one of the best colorways Nike has ever produced, if that is not piquing the interest of sneaker culture, and it's because of the Big Bubble or whatever, but if that isn't doing it, then you have to ask yourself, what has happened to the Air Max? When is the last time the Air Max 1 had a moment of hype? Probably in the 90s. Other Air Max models have had their time in the sun, but it's been, in my opinion, a good amount of time since any Air Max has had a real piece of hype in the space. Now, to be fair, When the Air Max first debuted, and even in the early parts of sneaker culture, there really wasn't a lot of competition the way that there is now. People and companies have identified the fact that sneakers are huge, and they're collaborating with brands that weren't always seen in the sneaker space as something that was hype or something that was popular. And so I think that now the sneaker space has broadened to the point where the Air Maxes have a ton of competition. The entirety of month leading up to Air Max Day is an opportunity to celebrate the history that is the Air Max. But I have to ask, does the culture today want to celebrate that history by actually getting retros of these long forgotten models? Are young people as married to the idea of nostalgia as we, the older people, are? And at 41, I'm technically an old head in this, even though I've not really been reinserted into the game that long. I appreciate the history, you all know this. There's a lot of people who are my age, a little bit younger, and obviously older, I think, who can look at the Air Max and seen what it's done, been out there, been outside when releases have happened, and have a nostalgic pull to moments in time related to the Air Max. And if you look at the attempts that Nike is making to try and stoke the fire again, and we're talking about a re-release or a retro of the Air Max 180, Nike's attempting to make it matter again. But I have to ask, does anybody care about the re-release of the Nike Air Max 180? If there was never a love for them in the first place, can one be really fostered now? And I don't think that that's true. If you go into the mid-90s, that provided many models, but really no long-lasting success. You had the Air Max 93, the Air Max 94, the Air Max 2, and the 2 Lite. All with similar designs, they had subtle nods to the models that came before them, but they were lacking in sales. Some minor love, but really it was mostly in a vacuum. So at the release, people were like, oh, I really like these. They didn't have any staying power. The Air Max 95 came along, and the neon is one of the most beloved colorways of all time, and it was a massive hit back in the day, but I'm not sure what would happen if they re-released it today. Would the culture appreciate it the way that they did? I'm sure there's a lot of people who would, but would younger people? If you go into high school, you bring an Air Max 95 neon. Are they going to recognize it? Do they care about it? Not sure. The 95 is not retro all that often, at least from what I've been able to ascertain. And when it comes to releasing colorways of old, you're not really seeing that. But does it have a decent presence on the general release line? You see a lot of them, obviously, on Nike's website. But they're really there as general releases. They're really there as you can go in, pick up a shoe, bring it home. I don't think that sneaker culture really cares about them anymore. I think that people who are buying them probably don't understand the history. And if you move on, you have the Air Max 96, and it went a more chunky route. And maybe that was a precursor to dad shoes coming back. And because obviously today the dad shoe is a little bit sought after, I think it's probably a little bit past its prime now with Yeezy having moved on. But it's in line with what a lot of retros look like today in the non-Jordan sense. And I'm thinking about the Deion Sanders shoes that are coming out later this year. Then, of course, you got the Air Max 95. And to me, that was the first hype hit that was really maintained and has maintained a standing up until today. And I think the reason that is true is because there are iconic colorways to choose from. The design possibilities are still very vast for this shoe. So you see a lot of Nike ID. And it has had some super hype hits over the years that kind of allow it to stay relevant because of that. And the Sean Wotherspoon 97 is the reason, I think, why it's still relevant today. It's a shoe that people recognize. It's highly repped. People still love that shoe. Even if Sean Wotherspoon has done nothing since, and even if the silver bullets and the gold bullets and all these other old OG colorways have come out and sat, the Sean Wotherspoon 97, I think, allows it to continue to be at least somewhat relevant. As we get further away from that release, if we don't see anything on that scale for the 97, it's going to fade away too. And the Air Max 98 comes out after that, has similar vibes to the 97. It's a little bit more eye-popping, but it's not quite different enough. And honestly, this was where Nike needed to make a decision. So the Air Max 98 Plus comes out, and it was a real deviation. But after this, the 2000s or the aughts saw much less volume and a little bit more risk when it came to Air Maxes. The reality is, not many had staying power, but some did again have minor moments of heat. And along the way, we've seen the Vapor Max, we've seen the 270, we've seen the 720. And now on Air Max Day this year, we're getting the Nike Air Max DN. Is Nike wasting their time with Air Max Day is what I want to know. Should they be focusing on the past, or should they be looking to actually innovate? And can you really consider the Air Max line a top seed if it were in March Madness today? I think that that is actually something to really look into. And when I think about it, I think about the Air Max in the same way that I think people see the Dallas Cowboys or a child actor that hasn't done anything. And I think the best equivalent for college basketball is Indiana University. Indiana University is a school that has a lot of history. When Bob Knight was there, they did a lot of winning, an undefeated season, multiple national championships, and they still have that pedigree. They're still seen as a blue blood. But today, in 2024, Indiana University is really a middling program. They haven't had a sustained level of success for a very long time. They had certain years where they were good. They failed to win a national championship. And now, they're really a mid-level program in the Big Ten. And I think the Air Max, and maybe this is going to annoy some people, but I think the Air Max has actually gotten to that place. I think, number one, there's obviously an oversaturation of models with Air Maxes. And I think that today, there's an oversaturation in general of competition for the Air Max to compete with. And I just don't think that the Air Max, even with all the history and even with some of the greatest colorways in sneakers of all time, I just don't believe that the Air Max is ever going to get back to that heyday. And so that's why I ask about Air Max Day, because on Air Max Day, Nike tries to celebrate. A lot of old heads try to celebrate. I got called out for not wearing Air Maxes on Air Max Day, which is kind of lame if I'm being honest, because Air Max Day is celebrating a commercial. You should be wearing shoes that you like all times of the year. It's just like listening to certain songs. But at any rate, I do feel that the history of the Air Max is worth exploring even more, because things that have happened with Air Maxes have had a lasting impact. Go all the way back to the Air Max 1. That had two things going for it. The first thing was introducing Tinker Hatfield to the sneaker community. And the second thing, vis-a-vis the design, was the visible air unit. And we've been over that in an episode. We're not going to rehash that. But the visible air unit is important because look at Nike shoes along the way. So many of them, if not all of them, have some form of a visible air unit. It's obviously not all, but you get my point. And the other reason that that's important is because Tinker Hatfield was given the opportunity with the Air Max 1, succeeded, and he was then given the reins to save Nike and make sure that Michael Jordan stayed at the company. He did that successfully with the creation of the Jordan 3. The rest, as they say, is history. And that's really important because if Tinker Hatfield is not successful with the Air Max, we probably are not having this discussion today. He's one of the most recognizable names in sneaker history. He's one of the most revered names in sneaker history. And he's had his hands on some of the most sought-after silhouettes of all time. And that's all because of the Air Max. And there have been hits in the Air Max line since then. I talked about the Sean Wotherspoons. There's so many you could name. And the reason we're here and the reason why people feel comfortable enough to take the Air Max for granted is because of all the history that comes with it. It's just in 2024, there's too much competition. There's not enough love for it. And I just think the further we get away from the moments in time that are historical, I think that people nowadays coming into the culture just don't care about that stuff. That's part of the reason why I have this podcast in the first place, is because I love the history. I think it's important that we broach subjects like this. And I think that for what it's worth, Nike should continue to highlight the history that is the Air Max line. But I'm not sure if they should continue to pump out Air Max designs or try and make the Air Max something that it's not. I think overall the Air Max has become less revered. It's more taken for granted. But no matter what, Nike has to do something to either make sure that people understand the history or to bolster its resume come tournament selection time. Before we get out of here, let's get to the release of the week. Release of the week, where I like to highlight a shoe that catches my eye. It's not always hype. Sometimes it is. It's just a shoe that I want you to know about. You all are familiar with Ama Manier at this point. They have obviously placed themselves in the history books because of all the, really, the fire collaborations that they've come out with. All of them have been hits for the most part. The Airship that they came out with a couple of months ago, maybe even a year ago, the black and white, that was something that they actually re-released. It wasn't as big of a hit as all their others because I think the Airship, much like the Air Max, has a lot of history but is not revered. But they are giving another take on the Nike Airship, and it is the Nike Airship Greenstone that is releasing on March 29th for $140 on the dreaded sneakers app. The green color is wonderful. It's Masters time, and so that gives me kind of Masters vibes. There's a little bit of a Nigel Sylvester vibe on the outsole with the what looks like pre-painted dirtying of the outsole. The whole pre-age thing for me, I think, is over. I think that we are over it as a culture, but I do like the execution of this shoe. I'm not personally going to go out for it, but I do think it's important that people, if you don't have an Airship and you want one, this is going to be available. Most likely there's going to be re-releases on it. So get on the Sneakers app, try to get it if you haven't already. And I think that you will be very, very happy because at the very least, Ama Manier is going to give you a premium buying experience in terms of materials and story and all that stuff. So go ahead and check that out. How do you feel about the Air Max? Not just the Air Max 1, but the Air Max line in general. And do you think that Nike is making a mistake by trying to force nostalgia on us by celebrating Air Max Day the way that they do? Would love to hear your opinions. Get in touch with the show on Instagram. Fire Footwear Pod is the handle. You want to find me on TikTok at Fire Footwear Pod is the handle. Also on Facebook, Fire Footwear Pod, a sneaker podcast is what you would search. Since you're listening to this in audio, if you want to watch the YouTube channel, go to YouTube, search Fire Footwear, a sneaker podcast with Matty Ice. And if you want to email the show with questions, comments, concerns, whatever, firefootwearpod@gmail.com is the way to do that. Lastly, please support the Matty Ice Media Network that includes this show, that includes Political Football, includes Iceman and Coach, and all the other pods that we have. Hope this finds everybody well. I hope this finds everybody safe. I want to once again thank you for taking out your valuable time to listen to me. And fam, I'll talk to you next week. This is Fire Footwear. Opinions and viewpoints expressed on Fire Footwear are those of Matt Freights and his guest, and not necessarily those of the Matty Ice Media Network. Fire Footwear is exclusively owned by Matt Freights and is brought to you by the Matty Ice Media Network.